The husband of a Christian woman acquitted of blasphemy in Pakistan is appealing for a country like the United Kingdom to grant her asylum. Asia Bibi was on death row for 8 years before her conviction was overturned by the country's Supreme Court. The case has once again raised concerns about the country's blasphemy laws, as Sarah Sedgie reports.
Protests have blazed across Pakistan since Asia Bibi was acquitted of blasphemy last week. Holding signs calling for her execution, protesters have torched cars and wrecked businesses. And they're still on the streets despite Pakistan's government making a deal with one of the country's Islamist political parties to halt protests. In exchange, the government won't allow Asia Bibi to leave the country while the Supreme Court reviews a petition against the acquittal. Asia Bibi's husband, Ashik Masih, says the family feels unsafe and is asking the US, UK or Canada to grant asylum to them. Moin Chima, a senior lecturer from the Australian National University, agrees it's a dangerous situation for Asia Bibi and her family to remain there.
Given how much attention her case has attracted and given the particular history of her case, it is highly unlikely that she or her family will be safe in Pakistan going forward.
Asia Bibi's case began with a dispute she had with a group of women in 2009, which led to a blasphemy conviction. She was accused of insulting Islam's Prophet Muhammad. But last week, Pakistan's Supreme Court found the evidence used to convict her was unreliable. Moin Chima says there are problems with how blasphemy laws are applied in Pakistan.
Often these charges are unsubstantiated. There's considerable evidence in many cases that these charges are driven by or motivated by personal disputes or property disputes in many instances.
Omar Warish is one of many people with concerns about the blasphemy laws. He's Amnesty International's Deputy South Asia Director and spoke to ABC's RN Breakfast program.
So this reveals the injustice of Pakistan's blasphemy laws, which are very vague, they are very broad, and they are coercive. A mere accusation can amount to a death sentence for someone.
And he says some have paid a heavy price for speaking out against the country's blasphemy laws.
Salman Taseer, the then governor of Punjab, was assassinated in January 2011. He supported Asia Bibi's case. He was shot in the back 27 times by his own bodyguard. And 2 months later, Shahbaz Bhatti, then the only Christian member of the cabinet, was assassinated outside his mother's home in Islamabad.
The case has also unsettled members of religious minorities in the country, including this pastor from the city of Lahore.
Although, according to the law, minorities are second-class citizens, basically, we are full citizens of Pakistan, with full rights. We want all the gaps in the law to be slowly brought to an end, because we are equal citizens.
Pakistan's Information Minister Fawad Chowdhury says security measures have increased to protect Asia Bibi. But her lawyer fled the country at the weekend and says she won't be safe until she has left Pakistan.
Sarah Sedgie reporting.